Hugh, President Biden just saying in a statement that reversing inflation is a top priority. Should it be more of a top priority amongst investors? I still get the sense investors are not prepared for inflation sticking around longer than expected next year.
You know, I think you might be right there, because obviously the real question is what is going to happen to inflation and how's the Federal Reserve going to react to it or respond to it? Because that'll determine what's going to be the outcome for longer term interest rates. And that matters to stock buyers an awful lot. So I think the inflation issue is a very substantial issue. And I think we've all kind of come around to, Brian, I think we've come around to accepting that we're going to see that inflation, these high elevated rates are sort of transitory, and that they'll come down some in 2022, the middle of 2022. But the question is how much. We had been forecasting they'd come down as low as, say, 2.5% year over year from the current level of around 6. Right now, I think that's really wishful thinking. I think they're going to come down, but come down to maybe 3.5% and stay elevated through 2023 and 2024, which means that sooner or later, the Federal Reserve, I'd say the second half of 2022, is going to get around to raising interest rates. How many times they raise interest rates in 22 and 23 and 24 is a real issue, because that will determine a lot of the outcome for stocks.
Hugh, this is Emily. I'm wondering, how do you think investors should be positioned based on the inflation data and now the strengthening jobs data that we've been getting recently? Because we've had this inflation, this reflation trade really trending for the past several months now for the year to date. But are there still opportunities here based on some of the surprises we're continuing to get?
Yeah, you bet. That's a great question, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'll give you my answer, and that's this. Look, this is a normal cycle. In a normal cycle, you get the stock market going up, you get the economy expanding, that we, of course, have, and you get inflation and interest rates rising. This is not unusual. The question, of course, is how much. What do you do historically? What do you do when you get that kind of a phenomena? And the answer to that question, I think, Emily, is you stay with the economically sensitive sectors of the market. And that starts with materials and industrials, and it goes on to technology. So that's where I think you're going to have to sort of stay in the economically sensitive sectors of the market. It's the best hedge against inflation. And then there's lots of alternatives that you can try to find. But I think as a broad-based thing, stay with equities, stay with the economically sensitive equities, and that includes materials, industrials, and technology stocks.
Hey, Hugh, it's Julie here. What do you see then as the biggest risk right now?
Oh, boy. COVID is a big risk still, and we have to worry about that, reaccelerating and giving us a problem. I think that's less of a risk if you watch the weekly numbers on the number of hospitalizations, the number of new cases. I think the big risk right now, quite frankly, is some of the things that have been pointed out by the Federal Reserve in their financial report, which is there's a lot of, I don't want to like call it speculation, but things have been overdone in some places of the market. You look at the risks that are associated with the meme stock frenzy. That's one risk. You look at cybersecurity, clearly speculative and a little bit over on the overdone side. How about the U.S. housing market? I don't think it's the same thing as 2008, 2009, but the price performance of the housing market raises concerns. These are the concerns that if the economy starts to slow and starts to turn down, they can turn small declines into fairly significant declines, and particularly sharp declines in the markets, which will have a very dampening impact on consumer spending. So I think the big risk right now is those pockets of let's call it speculation, or things being overdone in the financial markets generally. And let's not forget China.
Hugh, we've been talking a lot about monetary policy and how the Fed might impact equity markets going forward. But what about fiscal policy? And of course, there are still a lot of debates happening in Congress right now. But what are your expectations in terms of corporate tax changes and how those might factor in to equity performance in the months and year ahead?
You guys have great questions. That's a really good question. And I'll tell you why that's such a good question. I think in some ways we've dodged a bullet. Now, I know that there's going to be increased taxes on the very, very, very wealthy. I know that there's going to be a 15% minimum tax in corporations, but if you do the numbers, really crunch the numbers, that's not going to be a significant revenue raiser, and that's not, and this is the important thing, going to have a significant impact on S&P 500 earnings when it takes effect in 2022 and 2023. So I'm not worried about corporate taxes, and I'm certainly not worried about personal income taxes because we're talking about such a limited constituency that are going to face those taxes. To be honest with you, we dodged a bullet because remember, we were talking about inheritance taxes, estate taxes. That was really going to be painful if some of that went through, especially a stepped up basis. I don't want to be technical, but that would have been a real problem. And then, of course, capital gains taxes. We talked about capital gains taxes, and we talked about income levels of 400,000, maybe up to a million. I think we've dodged a bullet. I think we're talking about, yes, there are going to be tax increases, but they're not going to be as broad-based as I thought it they might turn out to be. So I'm kind of happy. And the other thing about fiscal policy is that it's going to be a, quote, revenue neutral. When we see the scorecard on November 15th, we'll see how revenue neutral it's going to be. So you raise a question which has got a lot of parts to it.